This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
NFL fans, are you hungry for a big win this weekend? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you can win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details.
If you or someone who has a gambling problem, want help, call Jackson, my deep breath as I came in and the mic was very, very loud, so I didn't want to bust any eardrums. But Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, back with you. It feels like it's been a long time, and that's because it has, fellas and ladies out there. I know we have a predominantly female listening group. But yeah, it's been a long time back in the building here today, Tuesday, October 19th. Good game last night. I was going to say weekend, but that's just not true. A lot of stuff to get to, a lot of jokes, a lot of things to get to, and I don't want to get down. We're not going to have a depressive show today. It's going to be fun. Like I had, even though obviously the result, especially that last play, which obviously we'll get to, was not what was desired on Saturday night. A lot of things to talk about, and a lot of room to be funny with it. As Tennessee had their own January 6th on Saturday. We had a case of insurrectionist and domestic terrorist out in Neyland Stadium, and they took over because the game was stolen. That's basically how the media is portraying it, at least. It's a wild, wild chain of events. But before we get to any of that, I do want to apologize for the missed day. Specifically yesterday, that one was my bad. New day job, got caught up, thought I was getting off at a certain time, was not getting off at a certain time, had an argument, still had to finish out my shift, so I was not able to appear in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios for overtime from 6 to 8 p.m. with Will Stevens and Tucker Holt. But we are back. I wouldn't say better, but we are back.
We're back. And I...
Are you going to apologize?
For my missed time?
Yeah.
For missing all of last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad, guys. It totally rocked. It was awesome. I had such a good week. I hope you guys did too.
Are you going to say thank you?
Thank you to you?
No.
To who?
I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, I kind of deserve a thank you for giving you this platform and not firing you yet, so I guess you should say
thank you
anyways.
I have earned this spot every day. But we come in here and we grind it out every day getting better.
I wouldn't say every day.
Not yesterday. Not last week. Okay, you're right. Sure. Sometimes we're in here grinding it out.
But no, a big shout out and a big thank you to Adam Hickman and Ryan Rathfoot.
Very big shout out. The only two people
who could step up. Unfortunately, they could only do one day each last week, but still two very solid shows. And I do appreciate the help that I could get. It's less of a thank you and more of, again, a passive-aggressive way of saying, come on, guys, help out a little bit more. But
everybody, you know, all hands on deck here.
Yep, yeah. That's how it goes. But, you know, no one wants overtime, apparently.
I guess not.
That was a big deal, you know. I thought getting overtime, that's what you want,
that's
right?
It's time and a half, usually.
Exactly.
Not here.
It's actually kind of funny.
It's not here.
Overtime is usually time and a half, but we're only here half the time.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, that's our slogan. That's good.
It's a long slogan. It's a long.
It's a mouthful.
Slogan.
It's a mouthful.
It's like a Red Jumpsuit Apparatus song title.
Yeah. Yeah. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Yeah. But anyways, I had a great week last week.
I'm glad to hear that.
There's more important things to talk about.
Very true.
To my week. I had an eventful week, but it's nothing too pressing.
Oh, no. I got a lot of fun stuff to talk about in terms of just stuff that doesn't apply to Tennessee football or mainly just pertaining to me and you type
right.
deal. Like the type of stuff we like to do on the show. But there's just so much to get to. Obviously, like not only just Saturday night in general, no pun intended, in Neyland, but as well as Will Stevens is on fire in the picking game. I know you weren't here last week.
So I've heard.
And the week before, you were not here for that Friday, so I still made picks, and I believe I went 8-2 the week before. This week, Will Stevens, 7-2. And the only two losses were Tennessee money line and the over. I always take two picks on the Tennessee game or the Titans game, which we will get to. Will Stevens, 7-0 if you don't count Tennessee.
Not bad.
It's a pretty solid weekend for the old boy.
Not bad. Good week for you. I'd like to hear your picks. I don't know what
they
were.
You may go through them real quick?
If you want to now or whenever, I don't care.
We got a lot to get to. I might as well just go ahead and sprint through these.
Just get them out of here real quick. What you have?
The cult classic, Baylor versus BYU. The over in that one, 50.5. That went over.
Nice.
Obviously, I said I had Tennessee, the over at 82, which was just like, I could not pick that. Yeah. Like, you just root for points. And I also had Tennessee money line. Did not end up happening, unfortunately. But I did have A&M minus 9. They covered. I had the Georgia, Kentucky under at 44.5. Boom. That's a cover. I had Alabama minus 17 plus the over 57.5. Hit both of those. A little 2-for-1 type action.
Okay.
Oklahoma State, Texas under at 60. That hit. And Oklahoma minus 13.5. That hit as well. I found my groove this weekend.
I need to start following you. I'm no good.
It's supposed to be a competition, and like that one week,
I've not given picks.
The exact same picks, exactly what we thought was going to happen happened.
Where it was bad.
All of the picks went against us, and then the ones that we disagreed on, Will Stevens won.
Sure, man, cool, good for you. Anyways, congrats, good week.
Thank you.
I'll try to replicate it this coming weekend.
I hope you try.
I'll give it the old, give it a little effort,
Old 1-2.
A little H-U-S-T-L-E hustle.
There's a lot to get to, especially in the world of Tennessee, specifically the Volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to first, because it would be quicker to do so, start with last night's Tennessee Titans big win. John Reed said it best. What? The best AFC team? The best AFC team? The best team in the NFL? Who beat Houston? Football team? I can't remember their schedule, but
they beat Miami.
Yeah, and then lost to the Steelers.
Yeah, beat the Chiefs, or scored points on the Chiefs' defense, is how John likes to put it. And I'm glad he said that, because, yeah, that's how that game went.
I mean, look.
If our defense isn't atrocious, we probably win that football game.
It's true. This is true. That's how most games are. I think if the Titans' defense wasn't atrocious, that's a blowout last night.
I mean, I don't think your defense was atrocious.
It was not good.
It wasn't great,
times.
But it was good enough to win a football game.
I feel
it's not good. It's not a good defense at all.
As much as like I wasn't impressed with him. They were being really mean to Jackrabbit Jenkins last night. And I don't know if it's just because they wanted to keep saying Jackrabbit Jenkins, but I've never heard someone's name mentioned so many times during a broadcast as Jackrabbit Jenkins' name was mentioned. And every time he was mentioned, it was because Stephon Diggs was getting a catch on him.
That's not right.
He obviously gave up the touchdown pass to Cole Beasley and all of these different things, which, Cole caught it. That's just a classic little Twitter joke right there. But, yeah. They were just being mean to Jackrabbit Jenkins. It was messed up. I didn't appreciate that.
I'm sure they just like saying the name.
Jackrabbit Jenkins is a
phenomenal name. Mean, anytime he's around the play, mm-hmm. like Jackrabbit Jenkins in there, right at the end, made the tackle.
I wonder where that name comes from. Does he just have like large ears? Like what? How do you get the? What's a defining quality of Jackrabbits other than like they have the biggest ears out of the bunny family?
Well, Jackrabbits aren't they real quick?
I would assume so, yes. Most bunnies
rabbit,
are.
Right? I'm sure they just... maybe he's just quick.
Maybe he's just quick.
Growing up, he was just that quick guy. Like, growing up on my football team as a child, we had a guy who was just real fast. So, to this day, we call him Zip.
Zip? That's a terrible name.
It's awful, right? Yeah, but it was made up when we were in, like, fifth grade.
My dad had a friend who was... I assume he was probably fast. He had a drug addiction. They called him Speedy. But...
Okay. All right. Everybody gets their own nicknames from their own special ways. Judge a man.
I'm sure he was fast, too. I think he was fast before he was, hopelessly.
I mean, I've seen some, some people. Quick ones. Some people under the influence who are superheroes.
I've never seen
incredible.
Someone stumble so fast, if that makes sense.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
the fastest stumblers.
They're never on balance. They're just, they're like a...
The Weeble Wobbles, I think.
They're a Weeble Wobble with a 4.240. It's incredible. Imagine a Weeble Wobble at NFL Pro Day.
A Chris Johnson Weeble Wobble.
Running the 3-cone drill, just incredibly quick. And you're like, my God, it doesn't even have knees. You know, it's amazing what the body can do.
That's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
It's incredible.
No, last night a huge win though for the Titans. Obviously, big game. Are we putting anything on the table where we stand now? Obviously, we have the long term bet of the Titans will finish with a better record than the Chiefs, which I'm still I'm feeling a lot better about, even if we lose this weekend because you get a big win against the Bills. But a huge game this weekend. Are we putting anything on the board? Putting anything on the table?
I don't know.
We can wait until lines come out.
We'll see.
But Confidence is starting to slip. Where is the panic button right now?
It's nowhere.
Out?
No.
Is it out?
No. We get Chris Jones back this week, I believe. That'll help a lot on the front end. Our defense needs a lot of help. I think Mahomes...
They should start letting Frank Clark carry his Uzi on the field.
It'd be pretty cool. I'd be okay with it. Yeah.
That would help.
Sure. I'll turn a blind eye. Whatever. Don't kill anyone, you know?
Yeah, no, he's not allowed to use the Uzi. It's like the Isaiah Thomas with a knife. Like, he's not allowed to use the Uzi, but people would be very confused.
He's only
concerned.
Allowed to he's only allowed to shoot him through the fat part of the thigh.
No, he can't shoot it at all. He just has to hold it.
Oh,
looking down the barrel of a gun is the most fearful
thing.
They
never say that he can't use it.
Yeah, exactly. They don't know he can't use it, but Frank Clark isn't allowed. It's targeting if he does.
I like that. Targeting. 15-yard penalty?
15 yards. Maybe an ejection.
Maybe use that once a game.
There's no real review.
There's an ejection.
Frank Clark shoots Derrick Henry, and they go Zapruder film type review.
Yeah, who shot him? Who's to say where that bullet came from in this moment? We can do bullet analysis after the game, but until now it would be wrong to eject Frank Clark.
Clyde Edwards Oswald.
Yeah. You know, I would be for it. Personally, but the panic button
Did you open it? Did you open the chest or the safe that was that was containing said panic button?
Here's where I'm at. Okay. The panic button is in a safe, okay, in a room with a door to that room. Right now, my hand is near the doorknob to the room.
And is the doorknob unlocked? Is it locked? Do you have
It's an unlocked. It's an unlocked door, okay. But it's a long turn.
I got you.
You know,
so
I've not even touched it yet.
It's one of those where you can't tell if it's a push or a pull, so it's gonna take you a second to get into the room.
But it's still in the room, and I gotta walk across the room, open the safe,
and then open the glass case.
Then open the glass case, then press the button.
The key in and everything.
There's many things that would have to happen in order for me to press the panic button.
But
right now.
I mean, it's got to be getting.
I'm certainly like if two seasons ago I was in the backyard, okay.
Uh-huh.
So I've came in through the kitchen.
I got you.
And stepped into the hallway to where that door is.
I got you.
But we're still we're fine. We're fine.
I don't know if that's true.
We're not where we were 2 years ago, but we are fine. Okay, that's my statement. That's my press conference right now. That interception on Sunday. Woof.
Which one?
The bad one.
The bad one.
The bad one.
Did he have, was it just two or was it
three?
He
threw two.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, he threw two, but he did come back with two touchdowns and he almost threw 400 yards.
It is the football team.
So they're bad. Their defense ain't bad. But I mean,
that's just not true. They are the worst defense in the league right now.
Let me say things sometimes, okay? All right.
You know, Jackson Mahomes
we held
dancing
him to
on Sean Taylor's memorial.
I don't want to defend Jackson Mahomes, but it's the Washington football team's fault.
Oh, it is. It is. I mean,
they caged him in there on it.
They also used the shot. Like, that was not planned. They lied to the fans and said this has been planned months
in advance.
And then just painted his number on the field.
And threw something together.
Used as an excuse. Dan Snyder showed up to the ceremony to take pictures with the family, not the halftime ceremony, but where he's going to be enshrined, in a hoodie and sweatpants. The owner did, not a coach. Like, it's not Dan Campbell or someone like that who you would know, like Bill Belichick, who always wears sweats, and that's just Bill. Like, sorry about it, but that's just Belichick. Dan Snyder, the owner of the team, showed up in sweats. It was 1,000% a distractionary tool. Being like, all right, Gruden said some bad things, but don't focus on who he was emailing them to.
Yeah, and you know he was going, oh, God, that can get you in trouble? Uh-oh. Just that?
Change his email to Tanya Snyder.
Yeah, he's going through full. I mean, I'm surprised their HQ isn't on fire.
He convinced her to take over as CEO. Now he's going to convince her to no, honey, you're racist. Like, come on, honey.
Come on. It's always been you. You've always been taking my phone and sending these emails. I've known it.
You were the one who tweeted from Jay Williams' account earlier.
It was you. I knew it was you. But I love you, so I didn't say anything. But now, your luck's run out. It's time to pay the piper.
But no, moving back on to the Titans game.
Right, let's get back over there.
I do want to mention, it was a funny tweet, and not like, I don't want to get all the way into the political debate about it, but it was a funny and yet somewhat true tweet when John Reed tweeted out, that's white privilege, when Josh Allen got the call for the hit that was laid on him by, I believe it was David Long Jr. I could be mistaken, I'm pretty sure there was like 9 guys who hit him, but David Long was the one who hit him in the face. It was just, they kissed. If the face masks weren't there, they were kissing, but they just went face mask to face mask. I understand the call. Like, I understand you can't hit a quarterback in the head.
Right.
But if Josh Allen is athletic enough to do what he did last week against the Chiefs and hurdle a defender,
mm-hmm.
he is athletic enough to be hit like a running back. You see it all the time with Lamar and other guys like that who are athletic enough to be running backs, get hit like running backs. Josh Allen, I liked the call against the Chiefs because it ended up letting the Bills win, but that was an egregious pass or roughing the passer call against mm-hmm. Frank Clark that week, and mm-hmm. it was just the same
yep.
again this past week. A poorly officiated weekend.
I mean, the rules of football as a whole kind of need to do a little bit of tweaking mm-hmm. on these rules where it comes to contact to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. We obviously can't go back to the 1970s where guys were getting decapitated out
but
there.
But if you hurdle someone, you can get hit.
Right.
That should be the rule.
I think that's a little bit tricky because you can't like officiate specific guys. I think you just need to make the rule a little more clear.
No, I would say like protect true pocket quarterbacks, but guys who are running backs who have to be
okay.
hit, like, who have to truly be hit.
Right.
Because like you can't take down someone who's a runner with just like a nice easy little tap. Like Big Ben or like someone like a Phillip Rivers or someone who's like truly a pocket passing quarterback is taken down fairly easily. You don't have to destroy them, run right through them like the Kool-Aid man coming in screaming, "Oh yeah." You don't have to do that to a Joe Flacco. You know what I mean? You don't have to do that to those guys. But Josh Allen isn't going to go up, or he's not going to go down with a little love tap to the center of his chest. You know what I mean? Like
That's fair.
He has to be wrestled down. He has to be taken hard. Like you've seen it all the time where guys try to just barely wrap up Lamar Jackson or just kind of corral him, and he just somehow gets out of nowhere, gets out of the pocket,
yeah.
gets a first
Slippery.
Down. It's insane. I don't understand how you can call something like that. It was wild. It obviously led to a touchdown. Titans get the win, so I'm not going to complain too much. But boy, if we lost, I was going to be complaining about that call. I was going to be complaining about that call. A very good weekend, though, overall in terms of just football. Like that was my favorite part. Just the football. Like there was some very very good football games on. A lot of blowouts. But it was still a solid football game nonetheless. Last thing on the Titans game, I thought this was a weird stat. Did you see that 3 out of the 7 referees last night were official sons?
They were sons of officials?
Official sons.
I like that we're getting that's what you need.
Yeah.
You need a generational bloodline of guys who know the game.
Yeah. I don't think it's not that impressive. Like, I was an official son. They checked that at birth, I'm pretty sure.
They stamp it.
He's an official son.
Is he official doctor? No, he's official. Yeah, he's good. Got his paperwork right here. All good.
But no, I did think that was an interesting stat.
That is nice.
3 out of the 7 guys were sons of officials, which, like, that's also, like, the, like, I, that's, like, you would obviously want to be a football player if your dad's a football player.
Yeah.
You would want to be a rock star if your dad was a rock star. Actor if your dad's a movie actor. I don't know if I would want to be an official just because my dad was an official.
You know, but the thing is, I'm sure they were all like, you know what? I want to be in the NFL. My dad's an NFL referee. I want to be in the NFL. So they tried, and they were like, well, that didn't work. Hey, Dad, how do I do that?
Let
and
he's
like,
stripes, pops.
And he's like, you go to school here, and you do this, and you know, this is what you do.
It's fair. Huge.
He walked him right through it.
Huge Tennessee win last night for the Titans. Big one. That's what they call the big one. Another big game coming up. We'll hit a quick break. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hour 1 overtime. Rolling right along. White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. That's where we're live from. It's Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, going up until 8 p.m. as always, talking about rolling right along. We're rolling pretty nice right now, a solid first segment, and you can be rolling nice if you win this G&J Auto Graphics giveaway. How about that segue?
Ooh.
You don't even need a segue. You need a car as G&J, the number one guys in the area for all things graphics, tinting, anything you really want to do with your vehicle in terms of looking cool, looking sick, looking sleek, as the kids say. They say all of those things. I know. I'm a kid.
For sure.
Hit up G&J Auto Graphics. Just if you want to give them some business or some money. But if you want to win something for free, which I think we all do.
Everybody likes free stuff.
I do the ticket office giveaway every single time it comes out. Notifications on, baby. I want free stuff. It sucks that this is like one of the few sponsorships or sponsors that I'm of age to participate in because I'm older than 16.
Right.
But you can't participate in a free giveaway. I still might hit them up. I'm going to do some things to the old hybrid that I got.
Get it wrapped.
You know?
Get your face on the hood.
I thought you were going to just say get my face wrapped, which I think would look sick. If you, instead of getting a tattoo, you just got like a car
wrap
detailing wrap
on your whole body.
That would be dope.
You look like the Blue Man Group, but with ads.
Just like a morph suit, but it's not you can't take it off.
Yeah, it's you. You are.
Just your skin. Oh, that's wow. Just new skin.
I would get it like reflective copper or like chrome. I mean, and go to the beach and just run around blinding everybody. It would be amazing.
That would be very stand over ants and just kill them.
Just ray down, just rays of death from, yeah, that would be amazing.
Go to the city and just start scaring people. I'm from the future. Like that SpongeBob
this is
episode.
This is how we look. You're chrome. Everything's chrome.
You can take all of those ideas, by the way, for free.
Go ahead.
G&J.
Wrap your whole car in chrome. It'd be cool.
Speaking of which, for free, you can go over to this giveaway and win some awesome car prizes this month courtesy of G&J Auto Graphics, Knoxville's premier auto care company. Go to fanradio.com, click on the G&J. Again, that's G&J Auto Giveaway link to register. They're giving away free detailing sessions, free window tints, and a ceramic pro coating. I don't know much about cars. That sounds legit. Ceramic?
Is that one of those things that makes like your paint like perfect?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Like it'll never mess up. Or it's like a perfect sealant.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a pretend like that. Yeah, I know what that is.
Ceramics is the aspect of
ceramic
putting
is, you
things
know,
on the outside of things. I'm
ceramic,
pretty sure.
No, ceramic is a thing. It's like a, you know, there's ceramic, you know, I'm poking the
it's
table.
Like a knock-knock
it's
joke,
a, it's
you know?
A, yeah, you know, it's a hard surface. You know, you
it's
get
like
ceramic
tooth, it's like
tile.
Tooth enamel.
Right?
It's like tooth enamel. Yeah, it protects.
It protects.
You're just not going to get plaque on your car.
No, you'll be good.
Don't need to brush.
You don't even have to brush your car. You probably don't have to take it to a car wash. Yeah, you probably still
but
do.
No, just go over to our website. You can register and you'll be able to be chosen which service, or you'll be able to choose which service you want. Sorry, I can't read. Prize drawings will be done weekly. So sign up today.
Wait,
it's quick,
weekly?
Easy, and best of all,
wow,
it's free. Yeah, it's weekly. Ain't none of that buy stuff around here.
Wow.
We're going each and every week.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they're doing a giveaway, if I'm not mistaken, on Friday.
They are.
The drive is giving away three prizes on Friday. They're not giving one. They're not giving two. They're giving three prizes
three
away.
Three of them. One, two, three.
Three of them, baby. They were live from Craven Wings today.
Yeah,
good
they
show.
Were.
Shout out Terry Fair for T-Fair Tuesdays. I love me some T-Fair Tuesdays.
T-Fair.
I mean, I say it all the time. I steal all my takes from everyone around the station and then write jokes about them. T-Fair is the best one to steal takes from.
Yeah, he's the most knowledgeable person at the station.
Yeah, 100%.
He's seen football on a level we couldn't even think of.
No, you played high school.
Same thing. Yeah. Oh, my God. Next time I see this man, I'm going to be like, yeah, a couple ball players right here, huh? Yeah. And he's like, oh, where'd you play? Granger. What college is that? It's a high school. Yeah, I'll do that. Can you film that? I think we can get him hitting me.
I think so. That or barrel hit you for him.
Yeah.
But no,
I could see him doing that.
Don't have to worry about damage to you have to worry about damage to yourself. You won't have to worry about damage to your car. Because
no,
they'll
won't.
Be having you looking nice. A car detail, a ceramic pro coating, and a window tint will all be given away for free on Friday on the drive. So make sure you go register on the Fanron Radio website. You gotta just go click on the giveaway link to register. I'm not really sure. Like, I'm not going to lie. I don't know what registering entails in terms of what information you got to put in. But with all these giveaways and free stuff that's entitled or entangled with it, and from a source that you trust, like G&J Auto Graphics, like Russell Smith, like Will Stevens, the voice you're hearing right now, you don't have to worry about where your information is going. Like, what do you think we're going to do? Sell it? You think you're that valuable?
Why, yeah.
What?
What? You think we're going to... We're going to do that?
I think it's a tweet, but I wrote a joke the other day of, like, identity theft is very funny to me. It's like, cool, you can have it. You know, like I don't want it.
Yeah, this one sucks. I'm ready for a new one.
I'm
actually
suicidal as hell. You think I care if you take my identity?
Go ahead. You take it for a spin. You'll have it back to me in a week. Don't worry. But if anyone is curious, you know, wanting to register or anything like that, they can go to my Twitter, DM me. All I need is your name, your mother's maiden name, your social security number, and I need to see both sides of your credit card.
Yeah.
And then we'll get you in that. We'll get you right in that giveaway, man. We'll get you set up.
If you do all of that, you are Overtime's Listener of the Week.
That is how you win Listener of the Week. That is right.
That's not a giveaway.
You know what's funny, though?
You gotta earn that one. That's not a giveaway at all.
I'm so chicken, though, that if I like went to do a scam like that, right? And I, you know, if I was being serious right now and I said that, and then someone did like send all of that info to me, I'd be like, ah! And I would just block them instantly. Be like, nope. Not doing it. No way. I'm too chicken for crime.
It's fair.
Can't do it.
It's true. This is true.
Some people aren't scared of crime.
No.
Those people are called criminals.
Yeah. I couldn't tell if you were trying to do a segue. I don't know if we have enough time to get into everything that we want to get into for this segment. I got a lot of jokes written down.
Probably
a lot
not.
Of different things.
A little teaser, we'll call that.
A little teaser. Calling them all a bunch of criminals.
No. That's why I said they were called criminals. Those people... in the foreshadowing we're doing at this moment, aren't criminals.
It's fair.
They're heroes. They're pioneers.
I got you. I'm trying to find...
Trailblazers.
Did you see... I can't remember who this is. Hold on. It's an NFL player.
Is it...
Jackson Carman. That's who it was.
Jackson Carman.
Offensive lineman, I believe, for the Bengals. Tweets out...
Okay.
His name on Twitter is just Jack the Giant, so I couldn't figure out
who
he
was. It's a good Twitter handle for an offensive lineman.
It is. He does spell it with a J, though, and I don't like that.
With a J?
Yeah, Jack the Giant.
With the...
Giant.
Like, with a J?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Don't like that.
No, I don't either.
Okay. Maybe there's another Jack the Giant rolling around.
Perhaps.
With the G. Someone else got the G.
But he tweeted it out on 10/16, so 3 days ago on Saturday. He tweeted out he was looking for some dinner as they were playing in Detroit. He said, "What's Detroit known for food-wise?" To which then a day later, obviously a big blowout for the Bengals. I took Lions money line. Was not a good look for Will Stevens in the NFL this weekend. But a big win for the Bengals. Jackson Carman threw up on the field.
Oh, always tough. Always a tough thing to do. I mean, there's no choice, but no, you got to do it.
But it's just very funny that the day before, that night, he tweeted out what's some good places for Detroit food.
You think the Detroit people set him up?
I don't think so. I think Detroit just set itself up. I think he went to Mom's Spaghetti, you know, Eminem's new pasta shop.
Oh, really?
That's not even a joke. That's a real thing. He was going to be part of our Moms of the Week segment.
Eminem opened a restaurant in Detroit called Mom's Spaghetti? That's amazing.
Yeah. Apparently, it's terrible.
Is it?
Apparently. Which is not like a shock.
I would you got to wear a sweater.
Yeah.
And walk throw right, up all and over walk it. Right out front and just bleh, and then turn around just and go, "Guys, look!
Jackson Carman all over yourself."
I did it! It's on the sweater. I did it. That would be my goal. That's what I would do. You know what else is in Detroit?
What else is in Detroit?
They're like doing a pop-up shop of The Office.
What is
as
that
in like
mean?
The like there's this Pete place or this like company or whatever that are buying office buildings and then in that office building The Office.
Why?
You pay like $20 and you go in there and you walk around.
What? As an Office fan, that is the most asinine thing I've heard on ever.
I don't know, man. I think it's kind of cool.
Go What's in there. Cool about it?
They got all the stuff, like the conference room.
No, they
room.
Don't.
I mean, it's not the same thing.
They have it in Scranton, which is where the only place, I think that's still a little silly, but that's still the only place you should go.
Right. Well, the one building in Scranton, they shot like the first, you know, they shot a little bit in it.
Yeah, but it's a museum now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think, is it?
Google it.
I thought it was just a working office building.
I saw it on TikTok
the
other day.
I feel like you just made
maybe,
this up.
Maybe I got confused and they were at an office pop-up shop.
I feel like they were at the pop-up shop in Detroit that's going to be moving around the country. It may have even been in a different city.
The Office is touring?
Yeah, The Office is on tour. It's called The Office Experience. Hold on, I'm pulling it up.
That's so dumb.
This is one of those things that I read and was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Are
but then never
start like renovating apartments and being like, oh, friends pop up at like random apartments around town?
Hmm. I guess, yeah, that'd be actually, nah, the Friends one I wouldn't go to. But would you pay $37 to, you know, you
Did
get
you
a...
Did you find what I was talking about in Scranton?
No, I found the one I'm talking about. I Googled what I was talking about. I said I was Googling what I was Googling, okay? It's in Chicago. So no, it's not in Detroit. My segue was even wrong. But who cares? It was, you know, it's $37. You go look around at the office, you know? I think that's kind of neat. I don't think that's dumb. I think it's kind of neat.
Is there an office museum in Scranton? The Office Scranton self-guided walked tour. Hold on. I think I might have gotten confused. I don't know if there's a full-on tour inside of the building.
But there's a tour you can go around the city?
Yeah, it's on the Scranton map. You go to Alfredo's Pizza Cafe, Poor Richard's Pub, Electric City Trolley Museum.
They name these things after real things in Scranton? Like, that's the real name, or is that, like, the name of it in the show? And you're going to go there, and it's going to be, like, a Pizza Hut. And they're going to be like, yeah, we shot in a Pizza Hut.
I think either they named the things during the show after things that were in the town.
Right.
Or they changed the names because the show was by far more popular than the town of Scranton.
You think so?
I'd argue, yeah.
Yeah, I think you could argue that. You probably could.
Probably could.
I was trying to think of something else that had to do with this show, but now it's gone.
Did you see...
There's an Anthracite Heritage Museum in Scranton, though. That's cool.
A what?
An Anthracite Heritage Museum.
What is that?
I don't know. I think it's coal or something.
Maybe it's an Amish thing?
Detailing the industrial history of northeastern Pennsylvania. God, what a...
That sounds worse than the Detroit pop-up
that's
show.
That's what came up when I searched The Office Museum, Scranton, Pennsylvania. So,
did you see, we met a legend. I didn't know this guy was a human being. I knew, like, we talk about all the time, like these high thoughts that we had on 420 as a joke and definitely not something that, like, is coming from any, that was just, we're guessing.
It was ha-ha, funny jokes,
exactly,
yeah.
Like, ha-ha, good ones, guys. We're the jokesters here.
Yeah. I've seen movies. I know what movies are like. You know,
but like we always talk about, like who put the alphabet in order? You know,
and, yeah, yeah.
Who invented all these different things? Like who invented the screw? Did you have to have screws in a machine to make screws? And how did those screws get there before the machine to make screws made screws?
Right.
Well, I always thought about who invented the wave. Like who was the first dude who just stood up and threw his arms in the air, and everyone was like, "Yeah, that's what we're gonna do." Like who was that? We found out who it was.
There's a person. It's been linked to one guy.
It's Crazy George.
Of course, his name is Crazy George.
I don't know what San
Crazy
Jose State.
It's with a K too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it really? I knew it. A guy like Crazy George. He doesn't go regular C.
No.
He's Crazy George.
Crazy spelled with a C. George is spelled with a K.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Okay. That would be really crazy. Honestly. No, that would be on, you know,
I guess
on brand.
At, San Diego State, San Jose State. They needed the PR after all of the sexual abuse scandals that were coming out of there.
Tough stuff.
They're like, all right, bring Crazy George in.
Everybody loves Crazy George.
Like the football team with Sean Taylor, they treated Crazy George like that at San Jose State.
He's a legend. He's a Hall of Famer.
It's just some old dude. Named Crazy George. He's wearing a San Jose State.
I bet he was like a hippie, right?
Jersey. I mean, he just looks like an
What's
old guy.
What's he look like?
He's
just
I'll
old
send
guy.
You the video. Yeah. I mean, like, it's very hard to. He's an indescript old person. I'll send you the picture real
quick.
Okay. But he's just walking on the sideline, which I assume means he was a special guest or something like
that.
Yeah.
I mean, you have an alumni that invented the wave.
But it just says Crazy George, inventor of the wave, on like the little on the little score bottom
on the score bug.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh wow!
Right above it on CBS Sports. It was.
Oh my god!
But like that did answer the age old question of like, who invented the wave? Was it Crazy George? I mean, it had to be Crazy George.
I feel like
it was either him or like Lunatic Larry. Like it was one of the two.
You know what's wild though?
What's wild, dude?
Unless he like organized with people pregame, a whole group of people invented the wave because you can't do it. You can't do the wave by yourself. He had to have a little help, you know.
Yeah.
If it was a spur of the moment thing, that's a you know that's an organic thing that just
it
occurred.
It is way funnier though in my head that he was the only
he
one
hosted
who
a town hall.
No. He was the only one who stood up the first like three times before.
Yeah.
People were like, oh, I got and then like two people started. And then, like, three people started. And then it just was the wave.
Will, we need to make this movie.
The Inventor of the Wave?
Imagine a movie, shot in the same mood as Rudy.
I like that.
But it's Crazy George. He's
crazy.
It. Was he crazy? Yeah, yeah. And then the whole season, he's like by himself every game, all game, just standing up going, woo, and no one's helping. The last game of the season, he begs for three quarters. And then eventually one guy's like, all right, crazy. And then he gets up and he's like, yeah.
It's a 72-6 blowout against Fresno.
Oh, yeah, the game, it's silent. But, I mean, eventually, like, in the whole game he's trying. They get one, the whole section. I mean, it's a monumental achievement.
And then he gets it all the way around. I already have the end of the movie.
What's the end?
They bring back Crazy George, like this past weekend.
Yeah, okay.
They bring him back. They're honoring him.
And we have
game.
This Crazy George in the movie.
Exactly. We have the guy. And he dies by, they throw him out there for punt return. Just like, you know, Crazy, you've done a lot for this football program. You can get a snap out there.
They just, no, they put him, it's literally Rudy, and he's at D tackle, and he goes and makes a tackle, just explodes. Or he dies. Just, I like it. The punt return's probably better.
Soprano style, where he's like, he's looking up, he's looking down, he's looking up, he's looking down, and then the last time he looks up, it just goes black.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Yeah, we gotta make this movie.
More overtime next. Hour one of overtime, final segment, starting live. Don't worry, we will talk about all the madness, but I don't want to get into it when we only have 5 minutes to talk about it, have to hit a break, and then we lose our train of thought as we are just, we're way too funny for that. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, and we're a little spastic, too. We just talked, what did we just talk about? Who cares?
Crazy George.
Crazy George, yeah. We talked about a movie about Crazy George. Whatever. So we'll get to it, we promise.
Glad we remembered that movie.
Yeah. We almost lost a $1 billion idea right there. Still won't write it down, though.
There's a couple of things I want to get into before we get into the big weekend. I'll give you choices, I guess. Let me scroll through these real quick.
I like choices. I'm cool
with
that.
You like choices?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. I think I got it. We could either talk about... Excuse me. Sorry. Got choked up a little
bit. I was taking a drink. I tried to save you, but I had liquid in my mouth.
I had to burp.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah, I do. I don't like burping. We could talk about Coach O. We could talk about... there was an Urban Meyer quote that I thought was funny. Or we could talk about BYU and their... What was the... The Brigham Young Virginity Club made an announcement. Where would you like to go?
Is that an official club?
Very much so.
Oh, my God. Let's go ahead, and I want to hear that announcement. I know about the Coach O thing, and I would love to talk about it.
Which is the complete opposite.
Which is the complete opposite. But I'd like to hear what the Cougars are doing out BYU.
They released an infographic-type thing addressing a very concerning epidemic that is going on among Mormons, specifically on the BYU campus.
Okay.
First slide. What does the Bible say about soaking?
The Bible, I assume,
Brigham
says...
Brigham Young Virginity Club.
I assume the Bible says nothing of the sort about it, because I believe you guys made it up.
In the last month, a new sensation called soaking...
No!
...has rocked the nation. Other names for the practice include marinating, fermenting, and stewing.
Stewing. I've not heard that term for it.
Next slide.
Marinating is very funny for that. I know what it is.
I think stewing is backdoor.
Stewing? Yeah. Making a stew. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What are you cooking up in the stew? I guess you can say
so. Definitely. You walk in someone's house. You got stew going on in here? No. Okay. Anyways, what were they saying about it?
Next slide.
Really?
But the truth is, soaking, jumping, and other variants are an affront to God. The Bible warned of false prophets who come to us when we are most vulnerable and preach immortality as virtue. Next slide.
Next slide.
Instead of soaking, try basking in the light of the Lord. Instead of jump pumping, try jumping to your feet to sing God's holy hymns. And when I say this is as real as it gets. This is from a journalist. Like, this is not like a meme journalist. This is from a blue-checked Brigham Young virginity club.
Okay. How many?
Instead of jump humping, try jumping to your feet to sing God's holy hymns.
That, wow.
It's a wild,
that
wild
school
world
is,
we live in, dude.
I mean, how does anyone, I mean, I guess I don't really want to hate on a group of people, you know? If that's your cup of tea, I guess that's your cup of tea. But, like, it's weird to see a college talking to adults. These are, like, some of these people are, like, 20.
Yeah, but they,
and then they go away and come back, and they're, like, 25.
But they all are also, like, training to be youth pastors. And I don't mean that in any disrespectful tone, but that's how youth pastors speak. They have...
Yeah.
They're constantly in the customer service voice.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how youth pastors are. That's their personality. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
And, like, you're usually a nice human being. Sometimes you hide behind values and then try to mix up values and stuff like that. But in terms of being just a kind human being, that is still a fact.
Man.
Like, I mean, I'm not wrong there.
No. I mean, being like a, you know... Being one of those people in the virginity club that, you know, I'm sure they got people called, like, virginity officers. You know, your job is to make sure people aren't, you know, giving up that thing.
Jump pumping?
People aren't jump. Is that, okay, let's clear something up here. Are you saying jump pumping with a P?
With an H.
With an H. Which gotcha. Is when, we haven't really explained the concept.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we can.
Okay, here, I'll do it in the best way that I can possibly can. Okay.
And then I'll chime in with some funny.
Typically, when two people are gonna copulate.
Yeah, they ask God for permission.
You go out, you know, you know, you meet a boy meets girl, whatever. You know, you go back home.
Whoa. You can say that. But, yeah, I mean, I was making sure you slowed your brakes. I thought you were about to go different direction, which it cannot happen
not
at BYU.
Not at BYU. But
only when a boy loves a girl and never any other time.
Loves. You have to love them. Anyways, you go and you, you know, make a baby, right? You know, and there's typically some movement, you know, of the hip region. Mm-hmm. You know, both partners can use their, you know, their lower extremities to any point they want in traditional, when you're married, right? That's fair. That's fair use. Cool. If you're not, you're not allowed to do that in the eyes of these kids. But they'll still go through with step one is opening and going into the door.
Yeah. I mean,
stepping into the house.
Getting a gumball.
Right. You go into the bouncy house, but you do not jump.
No. What you do
exactly.
is have your friend kick the bottom of your bunk bed for you. That's been the biggest trend right now on
TikTok. I thought they got on top of the bed and then jumped.
Well, that's if you just don't have a bunk bed. But what I've seen a lot of the times on TikTok is people like helping out my BYU friend or whatever, and they're literally just kicking the bottom of the bunk bed.
Wow.
It's a very...
Outside. Using outside force in your adventures.
Yeah, gravity.
A little strange.
Yeah.
A little strange. I would never, even if I was like a really strong, like, I couldn't imagine being that third person. You're sitting there by yourself on Twitter, on your phone, scrolling, looking at memes. You got your AirPods in, you're listening to songs or whatever.
I'd be good
and the whole
at
time
it.
You're up there going, and you're just sitting there going like, what?
I'd be really good at it. I have really bad restless leg syndrome. You just put my leg on a bed.
Golly. Yeah, you'd be like, you know, you'd probably get people to pay.
It is.
You'd probably get people to pay, you know? You could have a good business going there.
Be the next Mary Magdalene, if you will.
Yeah, sure. Whatever, man.
That's a fact.
I mean, well, yeah, I guess. I mean, she wasn't exactly doing what you were doing, would be doing.
No, she was doing a lot better. It's weird. No one talks about how that is what built, like, a lot of what the United States is today. Like, schools, churches, everything was paid by what we're talking, not what we were just talking about, but Mary Magdalene style,
the old business,
yeah, old west, like those things grew economies.
My grandmother's house was one of those.
That's sick.
Yeah,
I think
back in the day.
I think it's very, very funny though that for someone who doesn't do it a lot, very efficient once they get the ring on there.
Oh, they
like Mormons won't have one kid and then they'll have 18 before you blink. It's insane.
Yeah,
it's insane.
They got they're like rabbits.
Talk about Jackrabbit Jenkins, baby. More overtime next. Overtime, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour 2 getting started now from, like I said, the life the Life Claw Seltzer Studios. No, the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. That's where we're live from. It's Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here like usual, going up until 8 p.m. This segment. You want to take a guess at who it's brought to you by? I'll give you one hint. They're the number one sports book in America.
That'd be FanDuel.
Talk about easy trivia segment. Ooh. Right there. Tucker's one for one.
10 points.
10 points on the board. Put him up there. Put him up on the board.
Easy.
Easy money. Easy money. Speaking of easy money, final game of NFL. Hold on, my computer's not working. I apologize sincerely. Like, my computer was working 2 seconds ago.
Right.
Has now just decided to stop.
It's on fire. It's smoking.
It is.
Hold on. You should do something about that.
Let's go to... No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
No, it's just...
He got it out. We're good.
Hold on.
It's still smoking, everybody. It's still on. It caught back on fire.
Okay, here we go. I disconnected from the Wi-Fi on accident. Or not on accident, but like it disconnected from the Wi-Fi.
Gosh.
It decided, hey, Will, you're not doing a radio show. You haven't done one for weeks.
No internet for you. You're over.
But no. Basketball season. It's back, baby. I mean, the NBA is here. We talked about great NFL games. We talked about college football, and we're going to get to the big story that everyone's been waiting for us to get to. I know you're sitting on the edge of our seat, or your seats, and I'm sitting on the edge of mine.
I'm in the middle, for now.
Sitting right there.
Yeah, I'm comfy.
Is there, sitting in the back of your seat, is that like a thing?
Let me try it.
Like, I feel like sitting in the back of your seat just sets you up to fall.
Oh, this is awful.
Yeah,
is horrible.
That's worse than sitting on the edge of your seat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all hunched over. Do you see this? I mean, I look like I should be ringing a bell somewhere. I got to scoot up, get back to the middle. Much better.
The basketball season is here, guys. And there's no better place to bet on really any sport, on anything, but specifically the NBA, than FanDuel Sportsbook. To celebrate the NBA tip-off, FanDuel is giving new customers enhanced odds. That's right. You can get 75-1 odds on any team to win on tonight, October 19th, and tomorrow on October 20th. You got 2 days. For new customers, for 75-1 odds. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. This is a layup, guys. It's a free throw, if you will. It's an easy little baby hook, you know?
Easy peasy.
See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. I believe what we got tonight. I think my Nets are playing tonight. I'm not a big tune-in right at the start of the season guy. I'm more of a Christmas Day type of basketball fan,
yeah.
But I believe my Nets are playing tonight.
Warriors-Lakers tonight. 10 o'clock.
Are the Nets not playing then? I thought I heard the... No, okay. The Nets are playing the Bucks. That's who they're playing.
Yeah.
I knew they were playing somebody. Nets, Bucks, 7:30 tip-off. And then you got the Golden State Warriors, like you said, and the Lakers tipping off tonight as well.
It's wild to look at the injury report for the Warriors, and there's one name on it.
And it's still Klay Thompson?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
He's not back tonight, though, is he?
No. There's three names on it. Never mind. There's three.
Fair.
Had to expand it.
Right now, Milwaukee, a 1.5-point spread favorite against my Nets. And right now, 3.5 points being given to the Lakers. The Lake Show, more like the Late Show, because they're going to die soon because they're old.
Because they're old.
I couldn't think of a better joke than just saying they're going
to
die.
Because Melo and LeBron took so long to get together?
Sure. That's a good
one. The Late Show.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Boom. Roasted.
Because their clocks are broken. You know what I mean?
Boom. Roasted. Anyways, basketball.
But basketball is here. You got those lines. But those are some pretty solid games, I guess. What, defending NBA champions versus the pick to win the NBA championship by the owners this year. And then the Lakers and the Golden State Warriors faced off earlier in the, I believe they were the teams that played during the play-in, correct?
Yes.
Am I wrong on that?
Yeah, the Lakers beat the Warriors and then lost to the Warriors lost to the Grizzlies.
Oh, that's bad. Some history there, and still two,
right.
Like I argue still probably two of the top teams to make a title run, even though they're not healthiest.
Yeah.
Like those
yeah.
are still two teams that people are going to want to win. Or
Who
not maybe
knows how
want
this
to
team
win.
Looks later.
Yeah, the Lakers are going to be good.
Yeah, man, that's what I was saying.
But go see for yourself why FanDuel is the number one sportsbook in America. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word, to get 75-1 odds on any team to win on October 19th or the 20th. Tomorrow's games are I don't know if there's a as good. I haven't looked at the slate. Like I said, I'm a Christmas Day guy. I haven't gotten real.
You wait all the way to
this.
Christmas Day?
I mean, I'll tune in. I'll keep up with the
a
highlights,
couple games,
but I don't watch a full game until Christmas Day for the most part.
That's probably I'm probably in that same boat too.
And even then,
I'll tune into the start of a game.
Yeah,
early in the season.
Or I'll tune into the fourth quarter.
Right, I'll do that often.
Exactly. It's promo code overtime, all caps, one word. I like the Nets to win outright tonight. I think KD over for points is a good bet. I think they're going to show that they believe in science over there in Brooklyn. I think that's what they're going to show off tonight.
Okay.
They believe in science.
Okay.
Must be $21 present Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager and designated offer market. Max bonus, $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled. Insight credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for full terms and details. If you got a gambling problem, stop. And call the TN Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Again, that's the TN Red Line number, 1-800-889-9789. All right, Saturday was by far, I've heard many people talk about how, I mean, obviously we know how crazy it was, but by far, in my young existence, the craziest thing maybe I've ever seen in college football, nonetheless, by far the craziest thing I've ever seen from a Vols game or just in Neyland in general. Like those, that was by far the wildest experience I've ever had watching a Tennessee football game.
Being in attendance was...
Boots on the ground?
Boots on the ground. I can tell you a little quick story of how I ended up there. I was at the beach last week, right? Mm-hmm. And we left. I woke up Saturday morning, rolled out of bed, walked out to the balcony of our condo, and I watched the beautiful sunrise over the Gulf of Mexico. It was a good start to my day.
The sun was trying to come over here illegally? You're watching the sunrise over the Gulf?
It was crossing.
Why isn't Biden going down
that's
there?
That's right. That's right. We got to watch out for that. But anyways, I drug my family up out of their beds.
What?
And I drugged them. Yeah, I put Rufalin. You've seen The Hangover. I drugged them all. No. I got them all out of bed super early, and I was like, guys, we gotta get home. We got to watch the game on TV. And I start... You know, watching the map, and I'm seeing, okay, when are we going to be in Knoxville? Are we going to be in Knoxville at the right time for me to do what I want to do? Turns out we were. We're going to be there about 5 o'clock. So I immediately start putting out feelers of, I need to find a ticket. I need to find one right
as
now.
Much as, not really feelers, as much as you just tweeted, can anyone help me, basically?
Someone help me. Yeah, that was pretty. And I did send,
sure,
I sent
I'm
out.
I'm sure you tagged the three biggest people at the station as well.
Actually, I really just tagged Houston, and he didn't even retweet it.
The biggest person at the
he
station?
He didn't even help me
that
out.
That sounded mean. The most famous on Vol Twitter
yeah,
in
for
terms
sure.
of follower count.
Right.
I mean, he's obviously not big. I mean,
yeah,
we know. We saw the meme I mean, made.
He looks up to us. anyways, so I was a passenger on this trip, and nobody else in the car really knew of my intentions, but I just lean up, and I'm like, hey, Dad, how you gonna feel about just dropping me off in Knoxville? And he was like, huh? And I was like, yeah, you don't even have to, like, take me to, you know, camp. Don't even take me to campus. It's way too busy. Just drop me off in Knoxville. And he was like, why? And I was like, because I'm gonna find a ticket. And he was like, you're crazy. And I was like, I'll get one. He drops me off over... We took a wrong turn. He was going to drop me off much further away from campus, but I got lucky. He took the wrong exit. He took the exit before, and he ended up dropping me off at the Ag campus. And so I walked and found someone selling a ticket and bought one. Walked inside and enjoyed the craziest game I'd ever seen.
Do you mind if I ask?
How much?
Yeah.
How much?
Was it cold hard cash? Did you Venmo this guy? What was the deal
was,
there?
It
too?
Was it was cash, and it was pretty close to kickoff, but I paid $90.
It's not bad at all.
For where I was,
I was expecting a much.
No, he was getting desperate. He was running around going, anybody want to buy a ticket? I got two tickets, and they were. Here's the catch. They were Ole Miss tickets.
Oh, behind enemy lines,
and I was in there.
You were Owen Wilson.
I was dead in the
wow.
middle. I was in a
that was
sea.
A really bad Owen Wilson.
It was all right. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. But yeah, I was in there. People weren't nice to me in there. But it was fun, you know.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah. But anyways, on to the game itself. I was there.
By far the craziest thing I've ever seen. I would have left just out of personal fear. Like if that started happening while I was there,
yeah.
Well, Stevens is leaving.
Really?
Like, I could barely take a foul ball being hit in my general direction. Nonetheless, bottles flying from everywhere.
Yeah.
But there's a lot to unpack in this situation. A, I got a lot of jokes. I got a lot of takes. Some serious, some not serious. But there's also a lot of tweets I bookmarked that I want to make fun of some people. I want to ask some questions, as there's been some sources that have been saying some certain things about maybe the people you were sitting near were the ones who started what is the word I'm looking for?
Altercation, tragedy.
Nope.
Brouhaha.
Sure, I can't think of the
a
word.
A big brouhaha.
It was something. Mainly, I'm just glad we hit the Confederacy. Like, I'm glad we can all agree on that.
It was the perfect team to do something like that.
There's no other reason we threw bottles other than, like, you got to change your name. Like, that's why.
That is why.
That's why. Like, if you ask any Vol fan, I'm sure they're like, yeah, like, we don't mess with the Confederacy.
No, not at all.
It's not cool vibes, you know?
No.
Which is very funny when, I don't know if you saw it, but the Ole Miss Twitter account got in on the red flag Twitter trend. I know you were at the beach, so I don't know if you kept up with this.
I saw it.
One of the most annoying Twitter trends, because everyone was doing it and none of them.
Yes.
Not a single, like, usually Twitter trends aren't that bad because the first ones are very funny and then everything else sucks. This one sucked from the get-go. Not a single one that I laugh at. But Ole Miss, it was like, you root for Tennessee or you call yourself a volunteer or something like that, and then a bunch of red flags. And then Barstool, Rocky Top just quote tweeted and was like, this seems like a bigger red flag. And then it was just like 9 Confederate flags at a Ole Miss game like 2 years ago. Like, it wasn't that long ago at all.
Not at all.
Which neither was, you know, the whole...
The whole deal.
The whole deal.
They are despicable Ole Miss fans.
Downright disgusting.
You know, they weren't good at trash talk was mainly the most annoying part. I had
English isn't their first language.
It was
gibberish.
I had to really tune in to try and understand some of these people. But there was a woman behind me. I will say the people like directly to my sides, there was a guy and his son and another guy and his son. Lovely people. I mean, they were close enough to me. There was no consequences, really. So, you know, nobody was really brave too much. But the people a couple rows back, this woman, 2 rows behind me, she wouldn't shut up.
Tell me about it. Isn't that how most women are?
Oh, my God, this lady.
That's not an Ole Miss fan thing. You just said woman and not shutting up. I'm sorry. I hear a normal thing. No, I can't.
She couldn't, and she was bad at talking trash, so it was really just mainly annoying. But I will say, other than these idiots I was surrounded by, I have never, ever heard that place as loud as I heard it on Saturday night.
Whenever
third down for what hit, I only knew third down for what hit because I saw it on the Jumbotron. I couldn't hear it.
Who said we should bring it back?
A bunch of people, but you also. You said it.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank
I agreed with you, I'm sure.
No, you didn't. You said I was stupid and an idiot.
When did I say that? I like third down for what? I went nuts when it happened live. It was awesome. Literally was ear-busting.
Yeah, yeah, because Will Stevens was right. They shouted me out. You just didn't hear it. Like, it was that
it was
loud.
Super
like,
loud, yeah.
Thanks for Will Stevens for bringing this back.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lil Jon comes on. Oh, yeah. Again, bad impression, but we're going to go with it.
We know what you meant. I mean, the stadium was so loud the entire time that literally no one really knew. You know, people on TV, whenever the refs were saying their explanations, you heard them. Mm-hmm. And they weren't good explanations, but at least you heard the explanation. I also believe what kind of lent itself to everybody getting so angry in the stadium, we couldn't hear anything.
Couldn't hear it all.
You couldn't hear a thing. The PA announcer... I mean, just completely unintelligible. The refs' mics, nothing. The songs, like, whenever there was, you know, between plays, you could hear the PA, but the moment any play was about to start, especially when we were on defense, you couldn't hear a noise. I couldn't hear the guy beside me, for some reason, was trying to ask me a question when we were on defense. And in that moment, I wasn't yelling. It was kind of early in the game. Could not hear him at all.
Right.
No. It was deafening. 2016 Florida, I thought, was loud. Mm-mm.
It was an electric atmosphere. I want to go through a Twitter account That is, I know everyone, once I say these words, will know exactly what Twitter account I'm talking about, but it's a Jeremy Pruitt burner. Like, I want to go through that Twitter account because they were talking some trash.
I'm blocked by that
the
account.
The atmosphere. I refuse to interact with them because I don't want to be blocked.
I've never interacted with them.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, I used to.
You must have liked one of Bill Will's tweets or something.
Oh, maybe if that is what it takes, if they're that, you know, Charmin soft.
I mean, they are.
They are.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Which I want to do a dramatic reading, but I do want to, like, it gave the perfect opportunity for if anybody in that stadium was looking to steal an old lady's credit card and use it at the gift shop, that was the moment.
That's not getting publicity. No way.
Which is also ironic to me that the past two home games we've had, we'd have someone steal a credit card from an elderly woman and spend it with over $500 both times at the gift shop and at gas stations. We don't have what you would call the best of characters in that stadium at all times, you know?
Not always.
I don't know.
But when you get that many people together, there's going to be a couple bad apples in a bunch.
For sure. Usually they're only stealing elderly women's credit cards.
Right. They need to go back to doing that.
I
victimless crimes, you know, the credit card company pays back, you know, they get rid of all those.
She
charges.
Doesn't even know how to use a credit card.
She didn't even know she had a credit card.
Exactly.
They called her one time and she said, sure.
It did give the perfect opportunity for someone to steal a credit card. I thought that was very,
like, it probably did happen.
The entire time I was thinking like that I was watching that, I was thinking like, I wonder if anybody's stealing credit cards right now. Like,
definitely.
It would be the perfect time.
You're covered.
You should throw your wallet to me.
You could start to wonder if maybe those guys who were stealing credit cards were like, all right, we need a distraction.
they needed
mid-game, they were like, here's our moment. It all came from, the majority. I'm talking 80% of it. From where I was sitting was the 10-yard line north end zone.
The lower
bowl,
section.
Whatever. Great majority was upper deck, towards the south end zone, about on the opposite 10-yard line. I mean, it was raining.
I've been
down
hearing rumors,
from up there.
And I could be wrong because I don't know the layout out of Neyland.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not another visiting section? Because that's what I wanted
so.
To get to earlier.
I believe
that's
so.
What people were reporting. Is
it came from that area, and there was a good amount of Navy up there.
Is
yeah.
that people? It was the Ole Miss fans who started the throwing.
It really could have been. I don't know why they would.
I also
it
don't
would
know
be very
why
strange.
Tennessee fans would then just start throwing the trash onto the field instead of like turning and throwing it back or like getting in fist fights or something.
But I'm sure if you were in the lower deck, and many Cubs were just landing in the lower deck, if you're a Tennessee fan and stuff's falling into your section, you're like, you know what, we're throwing stuff.
It's like a beach ball at a high school
and
game.
And then they,
you just start
the beach ball. There was a beach ball in Neyland. I thought that was fun
that
Saturday.
Cool.
It was
like
cool.
That.
It
I
made
like
its
that.
Rounds
beach,
all night.
Beach balls are the greatest sports atmosphere ball besides the ball that's on the court.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, it gets you interactive, mm-hmm. you know. But I did get, I took a little collateral damage from a cup while I was there. Someone in the upper deck behind. I'm honestly shocked at where I was sitting. I wasn't getting pelted with cups.
Really?
Like, I mean, because you'd think in the upper deck, if they're mad at Ole Miss, if this was Tennessee fans, why would they not be throwing? Maybe the people are a little more civilized on that end zone. I don't know. But when the cups started flying, I was like, oh, no. I was dead center. I was the bullseye on the target.
But were you wearing orange?
Yes. Okay. So maybe they did see a little speck, and they were like, we can't do that. You know, not that guy. Thankfully, that didn't happen to me. But I did see an Ole Miss assistant coach. He was wearing a little puffy vest. Dasani water bottle. About half full.
Smoked him.
Lid off. Exploded on his chest.
Beautiful.
I mean, direct. From the upper deck. I watched it. It was one of those I was looking back, and you just pick one, and you go, see, where is this going to land? Drilled him in the ribs. Like, or, you know, center mass. It was very nice. It was incorrect.
Going to
it was wild.
We don't have to say that.
It was a wild thing to say.
Going to that point.
See.
Does this not just show that we need more biodegradable stuff? Like we need stuff that is safe, like stuff that's not going to like be a harm to anything if it doesn't get picked up.
Right.
But also, plastic flies too well. We saw
it does fly
with
really well.
When you had the glass bottles and beer bottles and stuff like that in Cleveland.
Yep.
I believe that was probably like, I think, 08, if I could be mistaken. It was against the Chiefs. I don't know if you know that.
I remember. I remember watching that game, which is why I see the image in my head when you brought that up. I did. Whenever you said that, I didn't know it was against the Chiefs, but I knew I watched that game.
But yeah, no, the glass bottles there, like, and then they switched to plastic. It's like, okay, plastic doesn't fly as well. We need biodegradable paper stuff.
The people were smart. I don't know how many people had half drank, which granted, a lot of those were
dip spit bottles?
Spitters. Yeah. And I'm curious as to why so many people had half filled water bottles.
You never finish a Dasani.
I guess so. Because those bottles never make it if they're drank.
No.
They had some weight.
Yeah, you had to have some weight.
Some of them did. It was nice. Almost all of them had the lid off, though.
That is very
nice.
Which
is, you know, that's courteous. You're not trying to hurt anybody. It's going to collapse on impact.
I do want to say, though, like, where have we seen any actual reported injuries or anything other than people running away and like maybe getting trampled when they were clearing out the student section and bringing it back down, people getting arrested? And I'm not going to pull any of that like brutality or anything, but like when you get arrested, it still does hurt regardless of the cop is being over exerting a force or if he's just arresting you. Like, handcuffs aren't comfortable. I'm guessing
they're not,
but
they hurt.
I'm sure like that was probably more damage than any plastic bottle that was thrown the whole entire night.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the only thing that I thought was actually dangerous was the golf ball.
Yeah, but it was aimed at Lane, so it's cool, you know?
Right. Right. And it would, you know, like the like peak funny is it like catching him on the like, you know, on the butt cheek, you know, a little bruise, it hurts, whatever. It could have been really bad.
Oh, yeah. He could have Happy Gilmore with the old lady sitting up in the house. He could have gotten Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. So whenever I saw that, I was like, ooh, that could have been really... Like, after when I knew, hey, it's cool, he didn't, you know, get freaking domed. Mm-hmm. Once I found that out, it was very funny to me, personally. But
I want to know who threw that water bottle, or that golf ball.
We'll never
They know. Would be we'll the never overtime
know.
Listener the, of the week.
That person, do not tell anyone
You'll
your
never
name.
Never know.
That's a good if song. You, that's one that they'll put you... Like that one. That one was a bad one.
I think Lane would pay your bail.
Oh my god, I could see him doing something like that.
Like that, yeah. Like that's a Lane thing.
Yeah, he ate it up on Saturday Night, huh?
Yeah,
loved it.
I got an article I want to talk about.
Loved it every bit.
There was one fan who was arrested who spoke into the media. I'm sure there was more than one human being.
Oh yeah,
who was arrested on Saturday night, not just at the game, but in general, like Knoxville. It got pretty rowdy.
Oh yeah,
but there was one guy. Let me pull up this article real quick. Who did get put into handcuffs and arrested. I believe he was sitting in jail for, I think, 12 hours, which is like not a short time, but it's not a long time for a jail sentence by any means. Probably one of the shorter ones you can get. But a man spoke to WVLT News after being arrested for throwing trash on the field during Tennessee Ole Miss's game. Logan Spell from Nashville, his name's in this article, so I'm not doxing anybody.
Okay.
Was arrested by Blount County Sheriff's Office Deputy Chief Jared Millsaps. Said he saw Spell throw a water bottle toward the field near the end of the game. Millsaps approached and tried to interview Spell, and he ran as soon as he was questioned. He was arrested.
Okay, yep. Maybe played a little cooler next time.
The 19-year-old said, I wish I hadn't done that.
you think?
I thought
on retrospect?
I thought it was reasonable at the time.
No, he was drunk. Poor guy. Yeah. That's one of those. They ask the question and just panic alarms go off in your brain.
He said he was not under the influence during the incident.
No way. Sure, he said that.
Spell said half the stadium was throwing debris on the field and was shocked when he got arrested. They always get the second guy.
They'll,
you know?
They'll get somebody, man. That's why you don't do it. Like, I mean, yeah, people in my section, like the guy that was sitting beside me that I was kind of cool with, he goes, won't you throw something? And I go, I'm not going to jail for this. I'm one guy. They'll go, yep, there he is. Like, what are you doing?
Wait, who was it? Oh, the guy in the orange?
The, cool. The guy in the orange shirt. And everyone in the section would go, and just, I mean, a million fingers pointing at my face. And I was like, I'm not an idiot.
A spokesperson for the university said that preliminary records show 18 people were arrested and 51 were removed from the game on Saturday, but the number would be updated by Monday. That was yesterday, so this has not been updated yet. The spokesperson also said they did not have more information at the moment regarding how many of the arrest were students. Logan Spell said he was one of two arrested for throwing debris on the field, according to police reports.
One of two?
Just for that, I think, that police report.
Oh, gotcha.
So, like, okay. There's two guys who got, I'm sure it was just his buddy or something, and he was the only one who was foolish enough to speak to the media.
That's tough. You guys, we got to find a better way, I think, throwing stuff on the field. For some reason, people think it's evil.
Yeah.
I want to
read some of these tweets.
Yeah, there's been some just absolutely flabbergasting quotes out in the
media. And I don't want to... as much as I don't necessarily agree with the language that they used or their actions that were taken afterwards, and again, how much blown up BS, as the kids say, that was going on from Dondi and Danny. I don't want to get into that. Because, like, at the end of the day, we're still where we are because of them. Now, yes, they had some bad takes on the situation, but they are PR people. They have to say these things. They are literally paid to say these things, basically. Journalists should just talk football and understand what's going on. And a lot of them seem to either just not like Tennessee or not understand what was going on at all. Because Brandon Walker of Barstool Sports said it best. Mm-hmm. Any SEC fan base, hell, any football fan base other than Pac-12 is capable of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like this would have happened anywhere. Now, it's much more amplified because it was Tennessee. It was Ole Miss. It was Lane Kiffin's return. It was Checker Nealon. It was the first sellout in a while. It was all these different things all boiling on top of then this happening. But it's poor officiating. That's what it was. It was Mark Curls and this asinine SEC officiating stuff that's going on where they can't just simply fix the issues of not hiring the same guy.
Yeah.
Like I got a new job where I cook. I do food.
Congrats, man.
If I served one raw burger, I'd probably get like, hey, make sure you cook those up. Like, that's kind of gross. Like, you could get someone sick.
Yeah.
If I serve, I don't know, 17 in a row, every time I cook a burger, there's at least one raw one in there. Every time I cook a burger, I'm getting someone salmonella. Like, I'm screwing someone's day over. I think after, like, the fifth or sixth time that happens.
I don't think you make it to five.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But somehow, Mr. Curls still making it in the league. That was crazy to me.
But it does show just a lack of common sense or any sort of understanding of your league from the top, because
make it drop.
Because he doesn't, his crew, they don't go, yeah, we want that game. They get assigned games. Mm-hmm. Anybody with a brain looking at this slate of games and going, okay, it's Nealon at night, first real night game for Tennessee. Tennessee's already a little crazy. They actually have a chance to win this football game. It's going to be sold out. Lane Kiffin is the head coach of the other team. Hey, let's not put a bunch of buffoons on the officiating.
And
on
they
the
put
call.
It on SEC Network.
Yeah, like, that. I mean, that led to its own issues.
Yeah, with no camera angles, which then led to more issues with the officiating.
Yeah.
But no, it's like...
Just a complete misunderstanding by the league.
It's not like this is just, like Jake was talking about, which I didn't know, but he was part of some dually things. It's not like just that. It's not like the time that Arkansas did a petition to get him to never call a game again. It wasn't like just last year. It was, I think it was the Ole Miss-Auburn game. Auburn got saved on a few calls, but there was at least one game where Mark Curls was the official during a game where Auburn got saved by a terrible call. Like, it wasn't just those. Like, that would be bad enough. Like, holy cow, this guy's got a bad track record in general. This was the third game he's officiated, where this crew's officiated, where there has been crazy meltdowns and terrible calls. You saw it against, I believe it was it Georgia Southern or it was Georgia State that almost knocked off Auburn, and
yep,
they got screwed
it
on
was
a
Georgia
call.
State.
Then you see Memphis win off of a terrible call during that game
on that
as
punt
well.
Return.
Exactly. It was a very similar situation to the sack,
yes,
strip sack fumble,
yep,
where everyone stopped because the play was actually dead, and then a guy just keeps going, and the ref just decided, nope, the play's not dead anymore.
Yeah.
Like it's flipped on its head where one, the player decided it was dead.
They do not understand the sport of football.
And neither do these journalists. Jared Stillman tweeted out,
oh my God,
if I was the commissioner of the SEC, I'd be having a lot of closed-door meetings today. I'd put banning Tennessee from a bowl on the table after last night. The league cannot allow what happened last night to go unpunished. Not sure what other actions they could take. About nothing? They could do nothing. How about they fix the officiating? That's an action they could take. I'm sure
that would
you
prevent
could,
it from happening again.
Jared, I'm sure you could think of some other things. Which, like, Jared, you can't give me such an easy layup. You can't give me such an easy layup, Jared.
Go ahead and hit it.
Because Jared Stillman literally translates to Jared thought he wanted to transition, but then decided against it.
Stillman.
Jared Stillman.
Okay. Not quite a layup. You kind of hit a Euro step there. You made it work, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Solid. What an idiot. Some of these people are really just revealing how much they, like, go outside. You know?
Lane walks out of Nealon with his head high. Can't be the bad guy anymore. Not after tonight.
He's despicable. It was a mockery. what he did on Saturday night.
He didn't even catch that dip bottle. Alternate angle showed he did not control the ball.
He did not control. He didn't. He did not take maintain through two steps. He did not make a football move. I don't even think he maintained possession at all.
Also, there's only one fan that needs to be arrested, and it was whatever fan was fanboying and like basically kissing the hat that Lane Kiffin threw him. He needs to be locked up. That's the only fan that needs to be locked up, in my opinion.
Yeah, because you know that guy was yelling stuff at Lane, too, trying to fit in. But then Lane threw the visor, and Lane threw it early enough to where he saw the guy catch it and be all excited, and you know Lane was like, wow. You know, he won in the moment, in that moment.
There's obviously Ole Miss pelting the floor with trash back in 2019 against Tennessee. When there was a no-call charge against Grant Williams, they started throwing trash on the field. Obviously, it was handled well as the coach. I believe it's Kirby something. I can't remember his name. It's not Kirby Smart, obviously, but it's Kirby or something along those lines. For Ole Miss jumps on the horn. It was like, hey, cut it out. And the fans cut it out. There was no communication. They literally were just like, it felt like, you know, like when the class is being a little loud and the teacher just stands there and goes, I can wait. Like, that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't call the game because we had three timeouts and still had a shot to win it, which we saw
it was not
at
over.
The end. Like, that game was not over. If Hooker doesn't get injured, we have no idea what happens. If Joe Milton throws that ball, we have no idea what happens. Like, Tennessee could have won that ball game, so they could not call the ball game. It really felt like a teacher literally just sitting there going, I can wait. It's like, no, you can't. This has been 20 minutes of throwing debris. You should probably try to do something other than just, like, move them, because they're not going to move.
They were trying. The only attempt to make it stop was just Jeff Jarnikin going, we ask that you please refrain from throwing objects onto the field.
It's like the roller coaster guy going, keep your hands and feet in the vehicle. I'm throwing my hands up like Crazy George. I'm going Crazy George on the Mind Twister. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't tell me to keep my
hands. You're going to have, you know, physical confrontation with these
people.
You're
going to have to put me in a straitjacket. You know what I mean?
I mean, really, I think it just stopped because I got a point. They were like, all right, now what do we throw?
He said, no more trash.
We're out.
I was waiting for like a prosthetic leg or something to end up on the field.
Do you think the workers that were going to have to clean up that section were like, all right, that makes it a little easier? Because now they just take like, you know, you just kind of all pick it up in one. It's all in one area.
It is like it's the field crew's problem now. You understand.
That's off. It's out of bounds. That's yours.
That's off my hands.
That's yours. The same people are like getting the coolers and the benches and everything.
The dad saying, go ask your mother. That's basically like, no, I don't have to deal with that.
Nope, sorry. Out of my hands now. I'm not allowed to. That's not my jurisdiction.
Pat Forty also had a terrible take.
I'm sure he did. I haven't heard his, though.
Tennessee's next home game against Georgia, November 13th, should be contested in an empty stadium other than family members of the players. We'll see whether the school and the league have a backbone to withstand the backlash that would come from taking a real stand.
It's hilarious to me that, like, they just don't like us.
I just don't think Pat Forty likes football in general. Because, like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm not very much in favor of supporting vaccines and supporting necessary masking and all these different things. Like, go get vaccinated and shut up and just wear a mask because I'm tired of hearing about it. And at least you'll be muffled if you have a mask on type deal. You know what I mean? Like, that's where I'm at now. I don't like it, but that's where we are. You got to do it. But Pat Forty was rooting for empty college stadiums at the beginning of last season and has been chiming for empty. Like, he just found another route to be like, no, we just need to empty college stadiums again. He's tired. He must be the inventor of fake crowd noise. I think that's what Pat Forty is.
That's what he wants.
I think Pat Forty invented fake crowd noise, and he's like, no, we got to use this.
His patent's running out. He's got to scrape every bit of money he has on it.
But no, a wild, wild, wild weekend.
These journalists just really reveal themselves to be nerds. Whenever something like this happens, and actually, no, not whenever something like this happens, because, I mean, no one blew up on Ole Miss.
Nope.
Whenever they threw it at us.
London. Literally did not it the next even day. 12 hours.
Did it the next
because
day.
Because it was midnight when it happened. Not even 12 hours in London, 9:30 a.m.
Did the same thing.
Was it Jags fans or Dolphins fans?
I'm sure it was Jags fans.
It was just drunk British people.
Yeah, they were
throwing stuff on the field.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but whatever, you know. I guess we invented it, and they were like, that's a great idea. Maybe the Brits are huge fans of Tennessee football.
What a wild, wild, wild time to be a Tennessee fan. There was, I do want to shout out Sam Patterson. I doubt he listens, but shout out Sam Patterson. Regardless, amazing experience in Knoxville for the Ole Miss game. The kindness at dinner, folks being cordial and friendly in our section, and the shuttle and walking out of Neyland never felt unsafe after the game. The light show, crowd noise, all incredible. That's an Ole Miss fan with his, like, I'm assuming, 12-year-old son. He has glasses, so it's hard to tell.
Okay.
Glasses throw you off a
right.
little bit.
Yeah. I never saw any...
This Sam dude looks like... Don't take this the wrong way, Godfather, if you're listening, but he looks like the Ole Miss version of Nate Hodges.
Okay. All right. Send me the picture.
He looks like the Ole Miss variant of Nate Hodges.
Send me the picture. But I saw no like physical or like really aggressive confrontations between Vol fans. I did get into a verbal back and forth with someone people may know.
Hold that thought.
Okay, I'll hold
it. I mean, it's a quick story. I think we can hit a quick break, come back, have a quick segment before birthdays if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I'm cool. Yeah, save it, tease it.
The old teaser. Don't. We'll be right back. Overtime, hour two, final segment before birthdays. Tucker, we teased it. You interacted with someone at the game.
Yeah, I don't know if it's tease worthy. My buddy, honestly, interacted with him way more. Because my buddy sat directly in front of this man the entire night. I caught it late.
Way to set up the story.
Yeah, I caught it late into the game. But we had some exchanges. It was, everybody knows Ole Miss, former Ole Miss quarterback Chad Kelly, Swag Kelly. He was in attendance watching his brother play.
Which I didn't know.
He's tight end. He played a lot. He's very good. He's a big fella playing tight end for them. But his brother also was talking a lot of trash from the sideline to the stands. But yeah, Chad Kelly, I moved down. This was during the bottle throwing, so tensions were at their highest. Mm-hmm. And I moved out of the section that I was in because a lot of fans left, you know. So
apologies if you heard that. I just slapped
you
my
did,
hand on the
you
mic.
Did slap it. I heard it, but it's okay. It was very quiet.
Kind of stung.
I scooted over to where my friend was sitting, just a few feet, you know, one section over, to be with...
Yeah, you threw something and needed to move.
Yeah, I needed to clear the area. So
zigzag patterns.
I got with like-minded individuals, you know. We're all wearing the same colors. We were all good. But directly behind us, Chad Kelly, who, I will say, when I first saw him, whenever I was first sitting down, getting ready... there was a guy in front of me just turned around. I was in the Ole Miss section, as everybody knows, as I've said. Turned around, looking back behind me, screaming, "Swag! Hey, Swag!" And that did not, you know, check into my brain. But the guy beside me, who was pretty cool, he said, "Oh my God, that's Chad Kelly." And at first, I was like, "Wow, that's Chad Kelly. That's pretty cool."
Which I don't think any human being has ever uttered those words.
I mean, it was...
Wow, that's Swag Kelly. Pretty
cool. I mean,
cool.
It was pretty neat, you know. He beat Bama.
Sure.
That was
sure.
pretty cool.
I feel like a lot of Ole Miss quarterbacks have beat Bama. We continue.
But, you know, whatever. And I was like, that's pretty neat. And but then later, I met him. What a jerk.
Never meet your heroes.
What a jerk. I mean, obviously, he was at an away game, you know.
Pretty cringe to wear your own last name on your jersey.
It, you know? Definitely, because I, you know, I couldn't see the number very clearly when I first saw him. I was like, wow, what a loser. At first, I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. But then he kept walking. I was like, wow, what a loser move. But then someone told me that was his brother, and I was like, okay, I guess that's a little better. But yeah, when I met him, I mean, he just doesn't shut up, ever. He was drunk, you know, or he seemed to be. I'm not going to make any
assumptions.
That's just
the Swag Kelly experience.
Yeah, he was, you know, he was a rambunctious fella. But I will say, you know, it was going back and forth in the crew. Everybody was, you know, never got physical or anything. But there was one guy who specifically...
Be careful.
Yelled out, you know, to go back to the hills. He told us to go back to the hills. I thought that was very disrespectful, you know, and it crossed my mind. I just stood up and I yelled at him as well. I said, "Buddy, you're from Mississippi." To which he said many, many vulgar phrases.
Couldn't think of a better comeback.
So couldn't. He did. He had no ammo. So he just, you know, bleep you, blah blah blah. And Chad Kelly heard this exchange and then proceeded to defend him, and also parroted some of the same things he was saying towards me. And I said, "Buddy," I don't remember exactly what I said.
"Hey, pal."
I think I called him like a just a, I said, you know, something along the lines of just, I questioned his character. And then I said, you know, "Sorry you weren't good enough to make it in the league." Something along those lines. I'm aware. You know, I'm a self-aware guy. I'm not either. But it'll hurt.
No. Wait. You got to have that confidence when T-Fair comes in.
Right. No, that's fine. I got... We're cool.
You do realize you have to show up before 5:30 if you want to see T-Fair.
Yeah. Okay. We'll make it happen. It'll be okay. Anyways. And
he leaves at 5.
Yeah, we'll work it out. It'll be funny. Anyways, I say that to Chad Kelly, and you know what he says? What
did he say?
He didn't say anything.
He didn't say anything?
He turned around and left.
Wow.
Turned around and left.
I guess you weren't questioning his character after that. It takes a big man to walk away.
Or maybe I just won.
Yeah, maybe you just won.
Maybe I just won. Maybe you just won. Maybe Chad point. Kelly took a big fat L to old Tucker Holt in Neyland Stadium. Nah. But honestly, it was one of those moments to where I was kind of just, I wasn't really mad at Chad Kelly, but it was fun, you know? And even in the moment, you know, it was hard to talk trash to him because I was like, this is kind of neat. This guy was technically employed by the NFL a year ago. Was he not?
I got no clue.
He
might
have been on the roster somewhere. Third string, fourth string.
I don't care about Chad Kelly.
I don't either. He's a jerk.
That game was like a national championship type atmosphere, though. Like it felt like there was a lot on the line. And maybe not like in a national championship game, but it felt like a game where it was like Georgia, Alabama, winner of this is getting in the playoffs, loser of this doesn't. Even though obviously none of those implications were on the table. That's the type of atmosphere it felt like. And I bring that up because Urban Meyer won a national championship this past weekend.
This past weekend.
Or at least that's what he's comparing it to.
No way.
As his quote said.
Did he say that?
It was an emotional locker room as I've ever been in, including those national championship locker rooms. Talking about the Jags winning their first game in, I believe, over 20 weeks. He said, quote, it was as emotional a locker room as I've been in, including those national championship locker rooms, as they kick a game-winning field goal in London to get their first win in over 20 weeks against the Miami Dolphins.
Urban is just a quote machine, huh? He just says so many things that you're like, what? How can you compare?
Going for 250 on both sides.
Wow. I mean,
I think the funniest one was it's crazy how off the same page, like how Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer just aren't on the same page at all. When Urban Meyer, like one day, went out there and was like, these guys are desperate. Like we need a win. We desperately want to win. We gotta win. And then Trevor Lawrence, literally 20 minutes later, for his press conference, comes out and starts with saying, "Well, you know, you can't be desperate. You just got to go out there and just go win the ball games you can." And it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're not really clicking over there.
The definition of yin and yang.
Yeah, no, things are not well.
No, not at all. But Tennessee has been fined $250,000 for fans interrupting Saturday's game versus Ole Miss. It's a lot of money, man.
It is a lot of money.
Every time I see these different dollar amounts, it's just crazy how much money goes into sports and how dumb this is. Like how stupid it is to make Tennessee pay $250,000. Because some trash was thrown on the field. Like that, it's crazy to me. It's crazy to me.
Yeah. I mean, if there was an injury, I could see us getting fined.
Yeah.
Ole Miss wasn't fined.
No.
When they did it. Was that like 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2019. They might have been fined, actually.
I don't believe they were.
They don't?
I believe someone found an article where there was going to be no penalties for it. I just don't understand. It's just incredibly frustrating as a fan base to just really see. There's going to be no solution to this. Nope. We're going to be painted as the bad guys. They're going to drag this out for as long as they can, talking about us being villains, evil, whatever they want to call, classless.
We should just,
and then they'll drop it and
move
on.
We should
just
start the game every single time throwing trash on the field. Just every start of a game, just throw some trash. Because they can't call the game before the game even starts, because literally both teams have a chance to win at that point.
Yeah. What if they called it like a no contest?
Oh, that would suck.
That would suck a lot. That would suck a lot.
That'd be a lot of suck, man.
And you know what? Maybe do it next week in Tuscaloosa. Do it as away fans in Tuscaloosa. Maybe we don't get an L next week.
I don't know if I want to do it in Alabama. That was where some dude was murdered over.
They do kill people over college football in Tuscaloosa.
Which is another funny thing.
No worries in the media about that.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. But, you know.
But we're the unhinged ones.
I wasn't happy with the litter, I won't lie, but it does make me feel better that it was going to be picked up.
It's picked up regardless of if it's in the stands or on the field.
Yeah, that trash was not going into a trash can, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Very dumb to throw stuff.
A lot of fun, though.
It certainly made for quite an event.
It looked like a lot of fun, I should say.
It was something. It's something I'll remember for the rest of my life. It was crazy.
Birthdays? Let's play some birthdays. No trash though during birthdays.
I did it now. I tried to hit the table. I threw it left-handed. It didn't make a noise. I'm sorry, people. Now you know I wasn't throwing stuff on Saturday.
Hit the button.
Your pet is in.
Happy birthday to you.
It's time for the birthday game, as always. People born and then we talk about them no later and no sooner. Only that's different is the names and the day. I'm hosting today, so I'll go ahead and take it away. Born today, October 19th, 1992. Chicago, Illinois, 29 years old today. It is a rapper. One of Def Jam's crop of Chicago rappers and leader of his own collective, OTF, Only the Family. His debut album, Remember My Name, peaked at number 14 on Billboard 200. He self-released his first few mixtapes in 2011 when he started pursuing music seriously. His first single for Def Jam was This Ain't What You Want, expressed his frustration with what he saw as the misplaced blame for Chicago's street violence. He was born Blank Banks in notoriously violent Englewood neighborhood of Chicago's South Side. His father, Dante Brooks, began a prison sentence for life. They didn't need to include this. In 1994, he has six kids, apparently. I didn't know that. His song, She Just Wanna, features Ty Dolla $ign. You definitely know this name. I just don't know how well you know it. Let me look up some song titles real quick to sprint through this.
Because I didn't know the is this like a major rapper? You said they like own a like they're a part of.
I knew this name. I couldn't tell you a song off the top of my head, but I know this name.
They're part of a group?
No. This is maybe
a collective.
But they're
you called it?
They're a person. I've listened.
OT Genesis.
No. Laugh Now, Cry Later. Hats Off. Rich Off Pain. How It
Laugh
Feels.
Now, Cry Later.
When
is that
we
not?
Shoot. Hellcats and Trackhawks, Okay, Should Have Ducked, My Side, Back Door. Anything?
Laugh Now, Cry Later. Did Drake not make that song?
He might have, and it was just a feature. I just looked up. Yeah, it's the Drake song with this guy on it.
Is it?
Yes.
DaBaby?
That would be one Lil Durk.
It's Lil Durk in that song. Okay, mm-hmm. I know who Lil Durk is. I don't listen to Lil Durk, but I know who Lil Durk is.
That's the level I thought you were going to be at.
Yeah.
So I was fine with doing that one.
Darn.
This one is going to be hard to guess, so we're going to go quickly through these. We got a bunch of good birthdays.
Yeah,
I'm going to have
so
to click off
of
a couple. October 19th, 1969, Colorado. Big emphasis on Colorado. 52 years old, TV producer. Co-creator of the hit long-running animated series Blank Blank, along with Blank Blank.
It's Trey Parker.
It is Trey Parker.
Happy birthday, because we already did Matt Stones, I believe, a few months ago.
I'm going to skip this guy.
I mean, just the fact that they did what, like, they've done like 20-something seasons
of
that show?
Yeah, they're on 23 now.
How do you do that?
No, they're just talented.
And it's still funny.
Hilarious.
Still,
I'm going to skip over Jon Favreau, because I think that was going to take you a minute to guess.
Jon Favreau, unless you said, like, Mandalorian
exactly.
or something
but,
like that.
I mean, he's still a fantastic name nonetheless, but we'll go to a different one. October 19th, 1962, Alabama, 58 years old today. Legendary boxer who became the Ring, WBC, WBA, and IBF heavyweight champion after defeating Buster Douglas via a third-round knockout on October 5th, 1990. He compiled 44 wins, 29 by knockout in his 57-fight career. He was the bronze medalist at the 1984 Olympics after a questionable
George
call
Foreman
by the referee that is incorrect. He had a son play at Georgia recently.
Oh, that would be Evander Holyfield.
Okay.
Boxing years get... Mm-hmm. It's either the 70s...
Especially not being alive for it definitely doesn't
definitely
help.
Definitely, no. I just know it was a little hazy on the TV.
October 18th, 1987... St. Louis Obispo, I apologize if I mispronounced that, California, 34 years old today, actor, singer, who rose to fame for playing Blank Blank in High School Musical and won a Bravo Auto Award in 2010.
Is this a female or a male?
He won the Bravo... He won the Bravo Auto Award in 2010 for Best Male TV Star. So he also played lead roles in the movies Hairspray, Baywatch, Neighbors, The Greatest Showman. In 2019, he starred as Ted Bundy in the biopic.
Zac Efron.
It is Zac Efron.
He plays a really good Ted Bundy, a suspiciously good Ted Bundy.
Didn't see that movie.
It's a really good movie.
I heard it was bad.
Did you? Yeah. It's good. No, I like it.
Fair. Maybe
it was
wrong.
Pretty solid.
October 18th, 19th.
I mean, it's not great content.
26. Maybe it's the Dahmer movie I'm thinking about that was really bad.
I've not seen
I heard
that
about.
One.
I think that one was the one
the
that
Efron
people said
good.
Was bad. I might have to check that out. I like The Zodiac. That was a good movie.
Great movie.
October 18th, 1926. An older gentleman, one who passed away, age 90 in 2017, a long life for this person, St. Louis, Missouri. one of the pioneers of rock and roll. He released the influential songs such as Maybelline and Johnny Be Good.
It's Chuck Berry.
It is Chuck Berry.
A legend.
Very much so.
Hey, Chuck, it's your cousin, Marvin Berry.
I'm not going to mention it, but every rock and roll artist has some not great things going on. Chuck Berry's one of them, but he also had a ton of stuff stolen from him. And is one
a
of
lot.
The more talented human beings to
Didn't
have ever
Didn't the Beach
lived.
Boys steal the something about Surfing USA from Chuck Berry?
Yeah, I mean, you also had, what is it? Come Together, I believe it is. The
is
here
that a Chuck
comes
Berry?
All the flat top. It, like, literally almost word for word is Chuck Berry lyrics.
Oh, wow.
Very interesting.
Okay.
And final birthday here today, October 18th, 1939, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, 81 years old today. Or yesterday, my apologies. Coached the Bears from 1982 to 1992, but best known for being in the movie The All-Time Hit, Kicking and Screaming with Will Ferrell.
It's Mike Ditka.
It's Mike Ditka.
Happy birthday.
One of my favorite actors.
Coach Ditka.
Of all time.
What a great personality. That was,
have you seen that movie?
Not in a long time.
One of
I watched
favorite,
it in the back of a minivan.
One of my favorite movies as a kid. I watched the snot at the Italians, dude.
Yeah.
That little blonde
I faintly
kid,
remember
Dustin,
that.
Who was just in every single thing.
Yeah.
He was just in everything
that
and
one
until
kid.
He was not.
Yeah.
Great movie. Great movie.
What was it? Ditka had a great quote when he was the head coach of the Bears. A guy called into like the coach's call-in show, called him a baby. You know, said he was calling plays like a baby or something like that. And Ditka said, okay, my office is at blank address. You call back on this show anytime you want and pick a time and a day and meet me there and I'll whoop you. I like that in a head coach.
We need Heupel challenging people to fights.
I would love to see Heupel fight somebody.
A little coach on coach boxing match. That would be,
he would destroy Lane.
That would be so much fun. Mike Eckler would win it, though.
Yeah.
Special teams coaches.
Yeah, he feels no pain.
More overtime tomorrow. Don't
we love
go
you
anywhere.
Guys.
Well, you can go places, but just be back here by 7 a.m. We'll see you then.
We love you guys.